Today's message comes from Luke 13, 10 through 17. Jesus was teaching in one of the meeting places on the Sabbath. There was a woman present, so twisted and bent over with arthritis that she couldn't even look up. She had been afflicted with this for 18 years. And when Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are free." He laid hands on her, and suddenly she was standing straight and tall, giving glory to God. The meeting place president was furious because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath and said to the congregation, "Six days have been defined as work. Come on one of those six if you want to be healed, but not on the seventh." The Sabbath. And Jesus shot back, "You frauds, each Sabbath every one of you regularly unties your cow or your donkey from its stall. You lead it out for water and think nothing of it. So why isn't it all right for me to untie this daughter of Abraham, lead her from the stall where Satan has had her tied for these 18 years?" And when he put it that way, his critics were left looking quite silly and red-faced, and the congregation was delighted and cheered him on. Hallelujah. Woo-hoo. Enjoy the cheers while they last, my friend. Mm-hmm. Would you pray with me, please? Almighty God, I come to you now as your servant, asking that the words I speak this morning would not be mine, but they would be yours. Asking, O God, that we would peel this onion story back just a little bit further than traditionally gets done. That we would receive the message of inclusion that's being talked about here. The message of how to avoid being hypocrites, frauds, and liars. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, that I would do your will and not my own. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so I don't know why I'm always conscious of this. I think it's because before my mom died and she had started participating in our church services, if I read anything, I would get a call after church saying, Why weren't you preaching? Why were you reading it?" So when I have something a little prepared because I want to set the stage, I just feel her, you know, kind of looking over my shoulder going, "Why are you reading this?" So, Mom, I'm reading a couple of paragraphs. That's it. And this comes from the exegetical study. This is an old issue of how do we talk about the Sabbath. It happens several times in the gospel where the Sabbath gets talked about. If you remember, there's a point where Jesus is, they're walking someplace, and the apostles grab some grain, and they get criticized for that, you know, and we have this whole debate at that point. We got to wonder about Luke, though, when he tells his story. And this I just, you know, it got my attention when this exegetical writer said, "What if Luke was a woman using a male surname?" Writing.
Cool.
Because there are examples of women all over the Gospel of Luke. Because she wouldn't have been able to write as herself, right? So she would have had, in order to have any authority. So the healing of the woman crippled for 18 years is yet another confrontation between Jesus and the religious authorities. And I want you to hear that correctly. So this morning when you hear me talk, I'm not lambasting denominations. I'm talking about the people that lead those denominations. Amen? So there you go. And in this case, it was a leader of a synagogue, a lay person who challenged Jesus rather indignantly. And we want to know at this point, was his concern a real, genuine religious concern rooted in the Torah, or was he just protecting his turf and attempting to buffer anticipated criticism that he would get from his fellow Jews because of this healing? And I will throw one more thing in here. It wasn't just the healing. Okay? It wasn't just the healing. Did you listen to this story as it started? Jesus was in a synagogue. Okay? Kind of like, if you picture this in your mind, here we are in Candler Park, and here we are, we're in the pavilion. Amen? What do we know about the synagogues in those days?
Women were separated.
Women could not come in. So the first thing, and the reason I'm saying we need to peel this onion to bath, is that this story always gets preached about like a miraculous healing. You know, this is a great healing. This is just another example of Jesus actually messing with the stratosphere and healing people. I'm here to tell you this morning, it has nothing to do with that. I mean, yes, I get that there was a healing that happened, or at least there's a story that's told. But you also have got to remember what we heard from Dominic Croson, right? You know,
are we talking about story, a healing of the church, the synagogue?
These stories got told symbolically, and we're dumb enough to take them literally sometimes, right? So the first question we have to ask ourselves this morning, if Luke is a woman, what is the point of the story? And here's part of the point. He's teaching in the temple or in a synagogue, and he sees this woman who's outside the circle. She hasn't intruded on anything. She's following what? The law. And he sees what her predicament is and calls her in. Okay? So do you want to sit here and figure out what the president of the congregation was pissed about? Didn't have anything to do, I don't think, specifically with the healing. Although he used that as his excuse, because he didn't have guts enough to say, what are you doing letting this woman in here? Because he probably knew her, right? This was probably, maybe even a family member, somebody from the community. And you didn't, you know, you're the president of the synagogue. You got to do the politically correct thing. So he's mad, so he where he's got it directed is what? Over to Jesus, saying, you're not supposed to be healing on the Sabbath. You're supposed to be following the rules. And this is where Richard Rohr, I just love reading Richard Rohr. If you want to read a good theologian that's easy to read to help teach you about theological history, get a book by Richard Rohr. Any one of them. R-O-H-R. Richard Rohr says that Jesus was not a very nice guy. When it came to protecting those people that were outside. So all of you that are sitting here listening to this message today, the next time you think you're not good enough, the next time you don't think that God loves you, I want you to remember this story. Because even in the business of teaching, Jesus is going to look up, see you crumpled over. And of course, what was the crippling arthritis all about, right? Mm-hmm. It could have been anything. It could have been the stress of the world. It could have been family issues. It could have been economic. There could have been any number of things that had this woman absolutely trapped. Jesus saw it and said, come here. And notice the second thing in this story that happens. Jesus didn't ask her what she wanted. Jesus didn't ask her how she got to where she was. Jesus made absolutely zero judgments. When you hear the story, what did you hear? He calls her back in, and as soon as she's in front of him, he says what? You're free. Hello. There's the message you're supposed to have this morning. Mm-hmm. That's the message you're supposed to hear from God this morning. As soon as you hear God call you and you step in front of God, you hear those words that say, you're free.
Amen. That's how good.
You're free. Whatever it is that has crippled you up, whatever it is that's holding you back, whatever it is that keeps you angry, Whatever it is that does not allow you to forgive, come here. You're free. That, my friends, is the deep meaning of this message. Amen. Don't worry about the healing. Don't get into an argument about whether it was or it wasn't. Understand that Luke saw a situation to give us a message. And the message is this. God sees us in our challenges. God sees those things which are crippling us. And God says, come here. And the moment you come face to face with God, you're free. God bless you.